Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:23, we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Also a note, I did contact the mayor's office to try to get comments from his side. I did not hear back. Obviously a busy night. We've got the State of the City address coming up at 7 p.m. You can hear that here on WILS, but hopefully I will hear back maybe tomorrow and get his comments if he is willing to make a comment on that. So wolves in Michigan, the Great Lakes region once was near extinction when it comes to wolves, and now they're back strong with a healthy population that may require management. So how did an animal that was almost wiped out in the region in the mid-70s make its way back? To talk about that, I'm joined by National Wildlife Federation Great Lakes Regional Representative Jason Dinsmore. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Now, you're out in Minnesota. I do want to ask you, you know, we're going to be up in the 50s tomorrow. Are you also having this strange snowless winter out there?
You know, we were snowless up until the beginning of January. I think it was the first brown Christmas, I'll call it, in 20 years out here in Minnesota. But I am a Michigan native, so truthfully, I'm just a recent transplant. I've got to go off of what our neighbors tell me, truthfully.
I see. Now, you know, it's safe to say most people have never seen a wolf and certainly not in the wild. Have you?
I have. I've been very fortunate to be able to experience wolves on a couple of occasions in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, on Isle Royale, and in northern Wisconsin. It is definitely a sight to be seen and a true beauty to behold wolves in their natural habitat, and one of those religious experiences that I hope all your listeners get to enjoy someday.
You know, this new Liam Neeson movie, The Gray, is apparently about a bunch of men trapped in this winter wilderness, but they're facing attacks by wolves. How likely is it that a wolf has any contact or attempts to attack a human?
Well, first and foremost, wolf territory, which, you know, northern two-thirds of the state of Michigan, as well as, you know, northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, is safe territory. A handful over the last couple centuries of healthy wolves attacking humans. Unfortunately, one of them was more recently here in the last 5 years, but truthfully, respect them. They'll respect your space and the space you give them. Like any other natural wild animal, unpredictable. But, you know, once again, with a due manner of respect and common sense, you'll get to experience wolves on their terms and be all the better for it.
So they're not like bears. I'm guessing when you saw these wolves, you weren't afraid of being charged in any way.
Well, sure. Truthfully, even bears, you know, an ounce of common sense goes a long way with any wild creature, especially the ones with teeth. But, you know, once again, should you encounter wolves, you know, make some noise, make your presence known. You know, they'll know you're there before you do, before you know they're there. But truthfully, it is something that is a safe and something to be held and something to definitely want to pursue for most of your listeners.
So before the Great Lakes states were developed and populated the way they are now, how aggressively did wolves become hunted at that point when people started moving into these areas? And I guess what's the trajectory of how, at what point did they really start diminishing dramatically?
Well, sure. And I shy away from the term hunting. Really, it was more of a persecution at that point. It was anti-predation, anti-predator, for livestock and for fear of wolves and fear of predators, the great bad, you know, big bad wolf, little red riding hood type mentality that really saw the decline, really at the time of settlement, from point of settlement on in Michigan and in the Great Lakes as a whole. You saw declines in predator numbers, specifically wolves. And really by the time the 40s, 50s, and 60s rolled around, you really saw very few wolves, if any at all, in Michigan. By the time they were listed in 1974, wolves are all but extinct in the Great Lakes, except for, you know, a small smattering of wolves in north, what was northwest Minnesota. So really, from those humble beginnings after listing, they then spread themselves across the northern Great Lakes. And it was really a function of the mentality change in the citizenry. It was because the citizens decided they wanted to have wolves return to the landscape for what it meant for their heritage, for what it meant for a healthy ecosystem to have them back. They were brought back from the brink of extinction to now being fully recovered.
Okay, so now about 4,500 of them in the region. You know, we do hear a lot about the problems of wild hogs and the problems they posed to rural areas currently. Do wolves have any kind of an impact on those that live in these areas?
Well, certainly, you know, wolves have impact on the people and surroundings that they inhabit. both positive and negative. I think that's one of the victories that can be espoused here today, and well, as of Friday last week, is that the wolves are not going to come under state control. State of Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota are going to have their ability to manage wolves and manage both the positive and negative aspects of that interaction. And so in order to build a social carrying capacity back to what it was in the 70s and 80s, which unfortunately, because of delistings and relistings, has kind of gone down a little bit, that is social acceptance. The hope is through active management and through education that we can build that back up again in the state of Michigan.
So what does that mean? Does the population need to be controlled? I mean, could they grow out of control over time?
Sure. I think, unfortunately, we're past the time at which we can just sit back and let nature take its course. At this point, some level of management is required, whether it's deer or wolves or what have it. And so wolves definitely fall within that. The state of Michigan has an active wolf management plan, which has been around for a little while and was updated just a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And part of that plan will be active management of those negative interactions, potentially depredations on livestock or otherwise, and also for assisting that population to reach a level at which it's sustainable,
about 30,
both biologically and socially.
About 30 seconds left. What about these cougars? Apparently we have seen a few more of these sightings in Michigan and the region. Did they experience the same big population drop due to hunting, and could they maybe come back?
Anything's possible. They experienced, whether it's in Michigan, Minnesota, or further west, the same anti-predator type mentalities. You'll see a lot of young males, young cougars roaming across, the northern part of their territory here in Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Some of them passing through, some of them are remnants from the old pet trade. State of Michigan had just recently announced that they may or may not be here, but I don't think they're necessarily breeding yet. When we see cougar pups, then we'll know.
I see. Yep. Jason Dinsmore, National Wildlife Federation, Great Lakes Regional Representative. Jason, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Great day today.
Yep, indeed. Coming up.